Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, February 10th, and ending on Sunday, February 16th. So, time is flying, isn't it? We have the full moon in Leo on Wednesday, and there is a separate podcast for that. And also this week, we will have Mercury shift signs into Pisces. And that will happen on Friday the 14th, which in the United States is Valentine's Day. Yes. So, Mercury will be in more watery realm of Pisces, so it'll be more sensitive and compassionate and maybe more romantic even than the cool Aquarius Mercury, but the sun is still there on Valentine's Day. But I just want to give you some of the information about Mercury going into Pisces, even though it doesn't happen until Friday. Again, the air sign of Mercury is Gemini, and that's very logical and analytical and looks for information, but the Pisces energy doesn't do that. It's feelings, it's psychic, it's telepathy, it's poetry, it's that type of Mercury. So it's a big shift. It's very different. It sort of suggests that we're going to have to get our information that way instead of relying on some of the, you know, the things we're seeing in the world and trying to take it as, you know, reality or whatever. But what is interesting about this particular year, Mercury going into Pisces, is that it will be there until it moves into Aries on the 3rd of March. But Aries is where Mercury will retrograde. And it will do that on the 14th of March. And when it does retrograde, it's only up to 9 degrees of Aries. So it will retrograde back into Pisces. It will be the high degrees of Pisces on March 27th. So we go into Pisces again at the end of March, and that is at 26 degrees when it goes direct. So it only goes back a little way, but it, you know, it's back in Pisces for that time period. And that will be direct on the 7th of April. And back into Aries on the 15th of April, which is that day, that magic day of the deadline for the taxes to be submitted. We don't know where, we don't know to who in the United States now, but that's the day. So it goes back into Aries. So now we're going to be in a kind of a, it makes me feel like we're going to be in a bit of a confused state for a while, which we're already in the United States. And perhaps when it's in Aries for a short while before it retrogrades, we'll be able to see the activity, or we'll get more clarity and messages. And same holding true for the direct passage of Mercury in Aries as that moves on in April. Yes. So that's what I wanted to tell you, because there's all this back and forth that's going to be happening with that planet, but it's okay. It's normal for the retrograde to occur. All right. So we start on Monday with the waxing moon in Cancer, and it's trine Neptune in Pisces until 8:49 a.m. Eastern Time, Eastern standard time still. And this is a very psychic and creative energy. So open up. If you want to do a meditation on Monday morning, you may be receiving some things that are personally related to something you should know about your own life, but also maybe about the collective experience. It's also a very compassionate, there's a desire to nurture others with the Moon in Cancer trine, Neptune in Pisces. Void, of course, Moon then, and it carries that energy on until the Moon enters Leo at 12:01 p.m. on Monday. And Mercury is still in Aquarius, and it's squaring Uranus and Taurus until 2:28 p.m., while the Moon is going opposite Pluto in Aquarius, 4:21 p.m. I'm thinking that's a tricky time frame. Be aware of people getting sudden ideas and making sudden moves. Be aware of opposition that's going on, and serious opposition, because Pluto is serious and it's in Aquarius and the Moon is opposing it. Leo wants, you know, some kind of allegiance, and Pluto may be, you know, becoming rebellious in its own way. So just understand that that's the energy, and that you, if you have to do, you know, errands, I mean, personally, I won't be doing them during that time period, because I see what happens on the roads with people who don't know this stuff is going on. It's really fascinating, you know, but sometimes it can be dangerous, right? So just be aware that period of time from noon till, you know, give it 4:30. So that's, you know, if you can get things done in the morning, that's a great idea. Anyway, on we go. After that, we have a lovely aspect, the Moon in Leo trine Venus in Aries until 8:21 p.m. That makes for a very nice dinner if you have a pleasant companion. But there's also a desire for entertainment and adventure. It's going to be pretty dramatic. The Moon will go to sextile Jupiter, now direct in Gemini. After this, it's over 12 hours worth of this. Very optimistic, get communications done, and it ends at 8:59 a.m. on Tuesday morning. The Sun now comes in to do the square to Uranus and Taurus at 2:30 p.m. So here again, there's something that's going to be startling and surprising. But, you know, I mean, we're sort of getting immune to that in a way, but still, not really. It's just, it's less surprising to have surprising shocks going on in the world. And, yeah, and that is also happening because this is an aspect in the full moon chart, which you will hear in the other podcast that I did for that Leo full moon. So while this square is going on from the Sun to Uranus, the Moon is moving up to its own square to Uranus and Taurus. 7:26 a.m. on Wednesday is when that completes. So there's a lot of unsettled energy, making plans for the future on the 11th of February is guaranteed to meet with some maybe surprising or radical change. All right, so just keep that in mind. And, you know, don't do anything that you need to have stable in some way. And that's a good idea. 12 February at 8:53 a.m. moon opposite sun, and there's your full moon in Leo. Is it 24 degrees of Leo? Where is this falling in your birth chart? That's where your personal experience of this is going to come. The axis between where the full moon is and where the sun is at 24 Aquarius. That's what's going to be happening. Now, for some people, this is going to be a great fruition. This is going to be benefit. And yay, you know, it all worked out and look what happened and I'm so happy. And for others, this is like a conflict that can cause a parting of the ways. Moon in Leo wants to be respected, but more than that, loved. And it wants attention and loyalty. It wants to have its self-expression, and it wants to be recognized for it. And the sun in Aquarius is focused on detached observation and more of a focus on the group as a whole or on the future can change, perhaps. Shortly after this, we're going to be going towards the moon in Leo's opposition to Mercury, right with the sun right now, coming off the Kazemi, where it was a direct connect, and it's beginning to move away, so it'll be seen in the sky again. But here, the moon is opposing it at 2:12 p.m., so this is not a good day to try to get important communications to happen, all right, or present your ideas, and it won't be what the moon would like it to be, adulated, respect, and no, it won't be that. Somebody wants to break away from these ideas of loyalty. So, void of course moon after this. Moon in Leo gets a chance to do what it loves. Relax. Just relax. Yeah. Moon enters Virgo at 8:07 p.m. And there's no aspect coming in until the square to Jupiter and Gemini on Thursday at 6:10 p.m. So we don't really feel this energy coming until sometime after midday on Thursday. And it is, a square is a challenge. So Moon in Virgo has ducks in a row in some way or other. It's sign of order and analysis and perfecting things, and it's about health. But Jupiter in Gemini is bombarding with expanded ideas, expanded information. This can upset the apple cart of the moon in Virgo. So it's stressful. And once again, it is something that would suggest that if the moon in Virgo wants to get things done and get them done without having to run the gauntlet of all this other stuff, that's not the day to make your focus be on order and getting people to help you with projects and things like that. But after this, you do have a time frame. It's later in the evening, when the moon is going sextil Mars in Cancer until 6:14 a.m. on Friday, Valentine's Day. So you may get more cooperation, but you may also get more requests for your help and assistance. And as we know, Virgo is a sign that wants to serve and help. So see how that goes. Make sure it's something that you feel good about helping with. But that will be the aspect for Friday as the Valentine's Day holiday begins on the 14th of February in the U.S. And this is when Mercury shifts into Pisces, 7:06 a.m. Friday. But the moon is going opposition Saturn, Pisces, until 8:53 a.m. on Friday. So there's a letdown, a feeling of down in the dumps. It's things aren't going to plan. And that can be people resisting, or it can be weather issues. But it will ease up during Valentine's Day, and there will be some helpful and positive change energies coming in for the moon in Virgo as it moves now into trine Uranus and Taurus until 5:34 p.m. So it'll work out. There may be a change necessary, but if you had plans for dinner or whatever, you know, something may shift. Communication will open up now. If you were unable to reach someone, you'll be able to. But after 5:34 p.m., we are looking at the moon in Virgo opposing Neptune in Pisces coming in. You won't feel that until late evening, but that will come in at 3:36 a.m. on Saturday. So be careful. There's things that aren't quite right. There's deception, confusion, and maybe weather issues, and even potential infection is there for moon opposition Neptune, Virgo to Pisces, for sure. So just be aware of that. So again, if you're planning an evening out, you're eating in a restaurant, you're going to something special, the earlier you can do it on Friday evening, the better. Moon enters Libra at 6:45 a.m. on Saturday the 15th. We are now firmly in the third lunar phase. So this is a real, you know, sharing phase, which is kind of nice to have for the Valentine's Day. It's giving things to someone else, giving your love, your understandings that you've had after the full moon, the fruit of your harvest. So Saturday, you have a nice morning if you wanted to have a brunch, a breakfast and brunch, because the moon in Libra comes in at that 6:45 a.m. and trines Pluto in Aquarius until 11:46 a.m. on Saturday. This is a good time to have discussions about the future. Okay, not under the moon opposition Neptune, but now that you've got Libra moon, which is air, and Pluto in Aquarius, which is air, you know, this is the realm of communicating and creating some understandings. That's a very good period of time to be looking at it. It doesn't come in until 9:19 p.m. on Saturday, but the moon is going opposite Venus in Aries. And Venus, of course, is, you know, ruler of Libra. So Venus, even when it's in Aries, understands that the moon in Libra wants things to be harmonious and peaceful and is into relationship. It's just that the moon in Aries is not stable in that area. So just remember that, and also is wanting a little bit more action and would, you know, maybe even be provoking argument. Moon in Libra doesn't mind arguing. It just doesn't want to fight. All right, so it may look like that. It may look like this, you know, sort of friendly banter in a way that seems to be more stimulating for Venus than for the moon. But after 9:19 p.m. Eastern, the moon is going trine Jupiter in Gemini until 5:52 a.m. on Sunday. So here again, you have a great time for conversation, for discussion. It's optimistic. It's willing to expand ideas and ideals. So you've got that. Just remember. But very shortly after the completion of the trine to Jupiter, the moon in Libra will square Mars, retrograde in Cancer. It's PM. My goodness. That's the whole day, Sunday, coming into the moon in Libra. Oh, it's going to be irritating, particularly as you get closer to the dinner hour, 5:37 p.m. See, the moon in Libra wants to have things balanced and harmonious, and it wants to present different points of view. Right now, Mars is just really edgy. Even eating is maybe producing more gastric phenomena because the mucous membranes are irritated by the heat of Mars. So, it's an uncomfortable position. And the moon in Libra trying to, give other points of view will not be able to avoid an argument that may turn into fighting if they persist in trying to get Mars in Cancer to see a different point of view. 5:37 p.m., Sunday the 16th. And then, this is the one to really wait for if you can. If you really want the harmony to come into all of these relationship issue discussions, whatever. Moon in Libra is moving to trine the sun in Aquarius. That is the harmony of the lights. It won't come in until, it's 6:24 p.m. on Monday. So you have got a long time to feel this within, because this is what the harmony of the lights means, the inner instinctive feelings of the moon in Libra are flowing well with the outer conscious expression of the sun in Aquarius. So this is the peak time for discussions about the relationship and the future of relationship. The closer you get to 6:24 p.m. on Monday, the closer it gets to becoming what you would like to see it become. But you can start right in, 6 o'clock Sunday evening, and you'll be feeling that. And it's a wonderful time period. That's a good day, not just for personal relationships as we go into the Monday, but to get in touch with people that could help advance your future, or you could do something for them, a partnership, cooperation. Yeah. So that's it for this week. Next week, the sun will enter Pisces also. And again, Mars will finally go direct on Sunday the 23rd. I'm telling you, that seems like it's been here forever, really. And so we will look forward to understanding what we need to understand this week and seeing where this full moon brings us as the light shows what is a challenge and the light shows what is positive fruition. And I'll say goodbye for now.